This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Every day at 1140 here on your home of the Cowboys and home of the Rangers. You get your baseball nuggets with former Ranger Mike Bassick. Here he is.
All right, so real quickly, John Paul Morosi has put out a tweet earlier today.
Has he always had the Paul in there?
No, okay. And it's just John Morosi on Twitter, but then if you see his article, it'll say John Paul Morosi.
Okay.
So in his article, it says, or in this tweet, it says that the Rangers are more likely to trade Mike Minor now today than maybe they were earlier in the month, and it says that they've been discussing with Milwaukee and Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia has loved Mike Minor for a long time, and I'll get to that in a second. I'm teasing forward to that. What I want to get to is what I teased early on in the show is Nomar Mazara. Everybody should know by now, Willie Calhoun got sent down to the minor leagues. He was very upset. He was rightfully upset, but sometimes it's just a numbers crunch. It happened to me a few times when I was pitching well. It doesn't matter. A guy got healthy who's making money, and or guys are don't have options, and you just have to be the one to go down. There's more media nowadays, and I know that I was with the Mets one time when it happened, but Bobby V was my manager, and he liked me, and he protected me from that. And
I love that guy, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like his restaurant?
I go to the restaurant.
It's still there. Off 520.
It is still there.
20 in Arlington.
So he made sure he did it after the media was gone, and so that I wouldn't have to talk to the media because he knows how that can go. And for Willie, we saw how that can go. Sometimes there's just no way to avoid it. I'm not saying the Rangers had a way to avoid it, but they could have, if they really wanted to avoid it, and maybe they just didn't know, they could have sent him down on Monday on the off day. There was no media there. They could have called him in and said, I know it's an off day, Willie. Can we talk to you? Hey, we're going to send you down to Nashville. Now, with social media, with all the cell phones and everything, it's not like going to be impossible for T.R. Sullivan or Evan Grant to call up Willie, but maybe you try to avoid the interview yesterday. And Willie was just frustrated right in the moment of walking out of the manager's office and gave us our feelings. Now,
you're talking about minimizing the reaction. That's all.
Yeah.
To protect him from himself.
Yes. So now moving forward, Willie's in the minor leagues, and I do believe he'll be back up in the major leagues within 2 to 3 weeks. Somebody's either going to get hurt or the Rangers are going to clean up this mess that they've had for 2 years, and they don't want to address it or they haven't wanted to address it. And I think now, because Willie has come on, Delino is playing pretty good. Gallo is now an all-star. Mazara is a solid player. Chu was an all-star last year. They're now going, okay, we have to address it. We have to now, we let it play out. We let everything play out, and now it's played out that we definitely do have too many corner outfield DH left-handed hitters in our organization that are major league slash should be in the major leagues, Willie Calhoun. Willie Calhoun does not have any value on the market. If you're like, well, let's move Willie Calhoun, let's trade him, because Willie would love to get traded today. But Willie doesn't have much of a market. You're going to get not much back at all because he hasn't proven much in the major leagues. He still hasn't proven if he can really be an everyday outfielder.
When other teams are going to see him as a guy who's been sent up and down multiple times, even though it wasn't his fault.
Right. And the other thing, too, is teams that are going to want to trade for him, the Mariners will say, we'll take him, we'll throw him in our outfield and see how it works. Well, they're rebuilding. They're not going to give you good pieces to rebuild to get better in 2020 and 21.
You won't get the value.
Right. So Willie is an untradeable player right now from that aspect, is you're not going to get much. Chu has the big contract. You're not going to get much from him, and he has the big salary, so you're going to have to eat money on it. And he's a contributing player and has, I believe, 2 years left on his contract. I think next year and the year after, and then his contract goes away.
He's still playing so well.
And he's still contributing.
This is his best year.
He's not, you know, yesterday he struggled in the outfield and the sun was in his eyes, so I'll give him that. And he doesn't play left field much. So, you know, defensively, he's very limited in what he can do at his age. When you look at Joey Gallo, he is untradeable, as in you don't want to trade him at this point. So you look at Delino, not much value when it comes to trade. Nomar, I think, has a market. It's not much of a market. And here's why it's not much of a market is when I look at other teams, they're kind of set in the outfield. So I literally looked at all 29 other teams and if they would want Nomar Mazara with two more years of control after this season is over.
That probably took you a long time.
The St. Louis Cardinals want him.
Okay.
I don't know, but the St. Louis Cardinals could use him. I'll put it that way. Here's their situation. In the National League, not Major League Baseball, the 15 teams in the National League, they are 13th in runs scored. They are 11th in batting average, and they are 13th in OPS. They are a bad offensive team. One of the places where they struggle a little bit is right field. That's Nomar Mazara's position.
Yeah.
Who plays right field for the Cardinals right now? Jose Martinez, 277 batting average, not bad at all. 8 home runs, 31 RBIs, not much there. 338 on base. So he's okay.
Sounds like they have Mazara.
But a right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Mazara does have 20 more RBIs on the season. So, I mean, you talk about a guy that – he does drive in runs. As much as people don't like Nomar Mazara, what we don't like about him is what people – it's a different case. What people did not like about Justin Upton. Justin Upton was the number one overall pick, came up to the big leagues at 19, 20 years old, and looked like the next Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, Willie Mays. Everybody thought he was going to be one of the greatest players in the history of baseball. What we see from Mike Trout is what Justin Upton was supposed to be from 2007 on. He didn't live up to that. What he was a borderline all-star. And people got mad. Multiple organizations, Arizona gave up on him. Detroit gave up on him. The LA Angels aren't crazy about him. Because the expectation was, you are supposed to be Mike Trout. And I know that's come down a little bit on him, but that's why teams are like, yeah, so what? 26 home runs and a 285 batting average and 85 RBIs. I don't like you. And it's like, wait a second. That's above average of Major League Baseball. Like, yeah, we don't like you. You're supposed to be Mike Trout. And he's like, all right, but I'm really good, right? I mean, I made an all-star team here and there. And it's like, yeah, but you're not living up to expectations. Mm-hmm. We're getting rid of you. That's Nomar Mazara. He's not living up to the expectations we had. When you look at his numbers, 258 batting average right now, 12 home runs, 51 RBIs, 310 batting on-base percentage is low. But overall in Major League Baseball for an everyday outfielder, that's above average.
Mm-hmm.
That's an above average offensive player. He is a below average defensive player that is not probably going to get better because he's going to get even slower with age and he's not going to get quicker.
So big, yeah.
Where he's really struggling, he's 206 against left-handed pitchers this year. And as Jared told you earlier, doing a lot worse lately. He is 283 against right-handers. Well, when you look at Jose Martinez, the outfielder for the Cardinals, he's a 364 against lefty guy, a 253 against righty, so there's a big split there. Nomar Mazara could supply something to the St. Louis Cardinals trying to make the playoffs. This is the only place I can send him to a playoff team. Literally, I can't send him to any team in the American League. There's not a team that really needs him that's competing for something. I can try to send him to Detroit or Kansas City or something, but I don't know how much those rebuilding teams want Nomar Mazara with only 2 years left. I'm trying to send him to a team that would need him now and could use him for the future. It's the Cardinals.
And so now you're going to find me either a catcher or a first baseman or a third baseman or a center fielder.
I found you a catcher. Number three overall prospect for the St. Louis Cardinals is Andrew Kesner. He is right now in AAA. He is playing pretty much on an everyday basis. He has a 277 batting average, which is approximately 100 points higher than what the Rangers are getting out of their major league guys.
Lefty or righty?
He's a right-handed hitter, obviously a right-handed thrower.
Hey.
He is a guy, at least when it comes to a scouting report, that says, look, he probably will be an everyday catcher. His problem is that they have Yadier Molina, one of the greatest Cardinals in the last 40 years in their organization.
He
got to
be getting up there, doesn't he?
He does. He has one more year on his contract, and Molina will be their catcher in 2020, and they're saying they don't want to put Kinsler in the big leagues right now because they don't want him to be a backup. They want him to get every day at bats. And then they say he probably will project to be their starting catcher in 2021. Well, when I look at that, I say, hey, we can help you now. I don't know where you're going to be in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy that I think you could get from the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, you're not going to get much else, but I don't care. I don't want quantity. I want quality. I get that people like, let's get 4 or 5. Well, I don't care about 4 or 5. I care about one.
This guy is ready to be on the roster.
He would catch for you tomorrow.
Look
if the trade was made today, as fast as he could get here, he would be your starting catcher the rest of the year. And for the next 6 years, he would be your starting catcher most likely. So that's where I'm looking to send Nomar Mazara, is to the St. Louis Cardinals in the next couple weeks, because I can get the number three overall prospect most likely from the Cardinals for it. Now, here's the other way they match up. Their number one prospect is a third baseman. Well, you're not going to get their number one prospect for Nomar Mazara. Their number four prospect is a third baseman. Their number six prospect is a third baseman. They don't have great pitching in their minor league organization. So if you are just desperate for pitching to be all your trades, the Cardinals don't really have guys that look like they're putting up good numbers. Their best pitching prospect comes in number eight on their list. So I look at it and say, let's get our future catcher for the next 6 to 7 years in a Nomar Mazara trade, and that helps a major weakness right now in your organization for the next 2 to 4 years until possibly Sam Huff develops into a catcher. Now, real quickly, the news on Mike Minor, the Phillies and the Brewers are interested. The Brewers honestly do not match up when you look at what you want. If they desperately want pitching from a Mike Minor trade, it's just not going to work and match up. The Phillies do work. They have a lot of guys in their top 10. They have 5 or 6 pitching prospects in their top 10. I'm not saying you're going to get 5 or 6, but you could maybe get one in the top 5, maybe one right around that 10 to 14 range if you're just desperate to get pitching for a Mike Minor trade. Milwaukee organization, when you look at it and you look at what they have at their kind of top prospects or top 10 versus what you want or what you need, it's kind of outfielders, it's middle infielders, and you just picked up Nick Solak.
Yeah.
To probably be your second baseman from 2020 and on, and Ruggie's just going to have to kind of be on the bench as a player making a lot of money on the bench, and you still have Elvis under contract for 3 more years who might be able to slide to third base, but you kind of have this shortstop third baseman already in Elvis for a while. So if I'm looking to trade Mike Minor, I would say Ranger fans look for him more to go to Philadelphia than Milwaukee, according to the report of John Morosi.